Californians continue to stay at home during the coronavirus crisis. Capradia Reads has had to postpone some of our live author interviews. Like the rest of the world, we're not sure when these events will return, but in the meantime, we know that books can provide an escape. I'm Donna Epidoni. Join me as I talk with Capradio's Steve Milne and others about the books that keep us going. This is Capradio Reads.
With Capradio News, I'm Steve Milne. It's time to check in with Donna Epidoni. Donna is a regular host of Morning Edition and Capradio Reads. We've been talking with her about books to read while staying at home. And Donna, last week it was books that have to do with reflection. You have more in that category today?
Yeah, I do, Steve. And these are some titles in my personal library because, like a lot of other people, I've been sheltering in place and working from home. First, a book that I stumbled on a couple of years ago. It's called Good Citizens. Thich Nhat Hanh wrote it, and it's a pretty interesting twist on his usual lessons. He walks through the Four Noble Paths and Eightfold Path that are the tenets of Zen Buddhism.
Is this a religious book?
No, not at all. It really is about community and compassion. Again, the title is Good Citizens, and it's by Thich Nhat Hanh.
All right, what's next?
A book for all of us wondering about our new modifications and the next phases of life. It's called Inspiration. It's by Wayne Dyer. His approach has a practical angle that any of us can appreciate. He encourages us to simplify our lives.
What about a few more titles we should look for?
The last two books take us back to the Transcendental Movement from Concord, Mass. 200 years ago. Henry David Thoreau had a self-imposed isolation. For more than 2 years, he lived in a cabin by a pond, and he wrote about his experience in Walden, including tips like simplicity and the economy. And then just a short hike through the woods, Thoreau had a neighbor named Ralph Waldo Emerson, who was hosting salons and writing about what inspired him. I won't spend a lot of time on Thoreau and Emerson because you probably read them in high school or college, but they're well worth revisiting.
Donna Epidoni is a regular host of Morning Edition and Capradio Reads. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You'll find more about these books, as well as some of Donna's author interviews, at capradio.org/reads.